Thank you, Lee, for the introduction. Now, if some of you are saying, where have I seen her before? You have seen her on television. She's a distinguished journalist. She was previously White House correspondent for one of the network televisions. That's where you have seen her. Good morning, New Terps. Welcome to the University of Maryland, and congratulations on coming here. There are almost 4,000 freshmen and 1,400 transfer students, and you are an amazing group. I'm told that the median GPA is 3.9. The median SAT is 1,300. Your activities are impressive. I'm told by the admissions office you are one of the most talented and accomplished classes to enter the University of Maryland. I know your parents are proud of you, and we at the University of Maryland are proud to have you as a new member of the family of Terrapins. You know, I'm a new president, but I have to admit, looking at your credentials, that if I were applying for admission to the University of Maryland today, I probably would not be accepted. So I'm only glad that the standards for hiring a new president are not as high as the standards for admission to University of Maryland. You're also a very diverse group. Most of you come from Maryland, but there are students from 32 different states, 20 different countries, and about 27% of you identify yourselves as students of color. This diversity is the strength of this campus. Your different backgrounds, different cultures, different parts of the world, different ethnicity, that is what enables us to be enriched, for you to learn and live and work with people from different backgrounds, because that is what's going to prepare you to live and work in the interdependent world of the 21st century. A Talmudic scholar once said, from all my teachers I have learned, but from my students I have learned most of all. A great university consists not only of great faculty and great staff, but also of great students, because you spend most of your time outside the classroom. You learn from your fellow students, and that's why we're so proud, and you are so enriched by having been surrounded by the talented and diverse fellow students that you have here at the university. By being together, we are affirmed in our common humanity. In 1856, a small band of planters and merchants and state legislators gathered on top of a small rustic hill, and there they vowed to establish an institution superior to any other, quote unquote. And that was the beginning of the Maryland Agricultural College. It began with 30 students, 30 male students, 3 faculty. Today, 155 years later, if the founders of this university were looking down at us, they would be amazed, they would be inspired to see this academic powerhouse of 37,000 students, 9,000 faculty and staff, representing over 220 countries, one of the top 20 public research universities in this country, a university that last year Kiplinger magazine ranked as the fifth best in the country in quality and in affordability, the University of Maryland at College Park. And we are a preeminent university because of the quality of students that we have here today. We have kept faith with our founders. The poet Robert Yates wrote that education is not the filling of a pail, it is the lighting of a flame. It is not about pouring knowledge into you. It is about bringing the best that is already in you to unlock your potential. It is about a passion for learning that will last a lifetime. If we do our job as faculty and staff at this university, we will inspire you to love learning and want to be a student forever. Not necessarily in the University of Maryland, but a learner for your lifetime. Because think about it. Think about who are the great teachers that you have had before coming here. Because there are many great teachers at this university. Let me tell you who I think are the greatest teachers in history, the qualities that great teachers have. They are Socrates, Jesus, and Hillel. Socrates, as you know, was a philosopher who wandered around the streets of Athens making a nuisance of himself because he would ask questions, lots and lots of questions, and they would never give answers. Jesus was a preacher who wandered around the hills of Judea, not really giving sermons, but telling stories, parables, like the Good Samaritan, like the prodigal son. And he expected the listeners to draw their own insights and conclusions from those stories. And Rabbi Hillel will hold these deep discussions of the Torah with his disciples and students. And at the end, he would invariably say, "Now go do as the Torah commands." But he never said what the Torah commands because he expected the students to reach that conclusion themselves. What do these great teachers have in common? Great teachers do not teach. Great teachers help you learn. Great teachers teach you to teach yourselves. And that is the message I want to get across today. You are here not to be taught. You are here to learn. And establishing a relationship with a faculty member, with a staff member, is one of the most important relationships you can have as you begin this great journey of learning and discovery and of growth. Yes, faculty and staff are responsible for your learning, but you can have the best faculty and staff in the world, all the resources of this great university, and none of that will matter unless you assume responsibility for your own learning, and that means putting in the hard work to succeed. To get the most out of college, you have to invest your time and your efforts because you will not enjoy every course. Not every teacher will meet your expectations. Not every paper that you write, you will see its relevance. You may not succeed at everything you do. But remember, we're Terps. A Terp can only move forward. It cannot move back. And for a Terp to move forward, it has to stick its neck out. You are here to stick your neck out. You are here to expand your horizons. to take risks, to find new friends, do things that you ordinarily would not do in terms of growth, take courses that you're not familiar with. Success in college is not about being how smart you are. It's about working hard, staying focused on your goals, and discovering the potential within you. And your success is important not only for your own future, it is important for our country. When I was in college, the United States produced the most number of college graduates in the world as a proportion of the population. Today, we have slipped to 10th or 12th among industrialized nations. Our nation needs your talents and your skills, every single one of you, to develop your full potential. Because if you reach your full potential, America will reach its full potential in the 21st century. I came to this country at the age of 15. I came to a field of dreams called Iowa. I was born in China, raised in Peru, spoke Chinese at home, Spanish in school, and I came to this country not knowing any English, having no friends, no family. By the way, you might ask, how did I end up in Iowa? Well, I went to the U.S. Embassy. And there, in their library, were three college catalogs. I forgot to bring my dictionary with me. But the first catalog was from a college called St. Mary of the Woods College in St. Mary of the Woods, Indiana. Some of you probably never heard of it. So I wrote to them, seeking admission, and they wrote back a very nice letter. They said, thank you for your interest, but we're a women's college. Furthermore, of course, I have since discovered it's a women's college for women who are preparing to be nuns. The second college was a school in upstate New York called Vassar College, and they wrote back saying, we're a women's college. There were women in those days. And the third college was a small school in Iowa. So I arrived, and it was not easy. I had a C-minus average in my freshman year. I barely could keep my head above water, but I had a faculty member, a professor of philosophy, who gave me a C in the course, but he cared. He believed in me. He tutored me. He encouraged me. He even said to me, Wallace, you should think about going to graduate school someday and getting a PhD. I began to believe. His encouragement became my confidence. He lit a fire in me, a passion for learning and for discovery, that I can succeed as generations of immigrants before me and after me have succeeded in this country by hard work, by determination, and by the power of education, and an unswerving faith that in this land of liberty and opportunity called America, everyone can realize their dreams. So my 4 years in college transformed my life, as I'm sure it will transform your lives. And I tell you this story not because my personal story is of any greater consequence, but it's a story because I want every one of you at Comcast Center today to think, if Wallace Lowe can make it, so can I. It's also the story of our nation's evolution to a more inclusive society that's possible for an Asian, Hispanic American to stand here before you today as the president of the University of Maryland. It is the enduring story of the American dream. I want you to remember one number. One in 1,000. Only one person out of every 1,000 on this planet has an opportunity for a college education. You are in a very privileged group. And to whom much is given, much is to be expected. Because I believe that our job is not only to educate the mind, for you to develop your mind, critical thinking skills, writing, communication, not only to develop your mind, but also to nurture the heart and the spirit. Indeed, our calling as faculty members is not only to provide you with knowledge and skills, but to encourage you to care, to lend your talents and your skills for the causes of social and economic justice, for compassion in a world that's greatly in need of these blessings. Because I believe that at the end of the day, what counts is not only your knowledge and skills that will land you a job, and believe me, it will, because people with college degrees earn, on average, over the course of a lifetime, $1 million more than people without a college degree. But that's not the main purpose. It is to apply those knowledge and skills to serve others, the community and society that's given you so much. That's why so many of you are engaged in service learning. So many of you participate in service activities. I encourage you to do that, because service to others, putting others before self, is not something you're born with. It is something that you learn. And that's part of the journey of college. So, as new Terps, I encourage you to apply your knowledge and skills to those most in need, those in the dawn of life, the children, those in the twilight of life, the elderly, and those in the shadow of life, the poor, the oppressed, and the ill. That you apply your knowledge and skills that you acquire at this university, so that, in the words of the Reverend Martin Luther King, you will contribute to the struggle of fairness and equality, and someday freedom will ring from every mountaintop and justice will roll down like a mighty stream. That you apply your knowledge and skills to environmental sustainability, for clean air, pure water, preserving the beautiful Chesapeake Bay, because we were put on God's green earth to be its stewards, not its despoilers. So apply your knowledge and skills, because you're giving back a measure of your life and your talents to your community and your society. If every one of you do that during the course of your life, if all college students entering freshmen do that, make that commitment, I believe that there are no problems that our country cannot solve. There are no challenges that our country will fail to meet. So as you start your journey of discovery and learning at the University of Maryland, let me just conclude with this paraphrase of the wisdom of Mark Twain. Always study as if your grades do not count. Always work as if you do not need the money. Always fall in love as if you've never been hurt. Always dance as if nobody's watching you. And always live as if this is heaven on earth. Go Terps!